Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Makes no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. This is another test.
Because it's yours. It's your blessing. And it's yours when you claim it. You ain't claimed it, you need to go claim it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Go on and claim your blessing. While we listen to my boy here, he blesses me when I hear, because I hear from the spirit. I hear his spirit, what it's really saying. And God's got a blessing with your name on him. Don't hesitate. Go on and get what's yours. Get what God have declared in the creed that's yours. Go on and get your blessing. When you get your blessing from God, you realize you're unstoppable. You know why? Because you are what God declared you are. Hallelujah.
Listen, the song is crazy. You know, I got an idea, though. Make it a little crazy. You can't stop this yet. You can't stop this yet. Work too hard, my God. I'm going to play my card. I'm going to leave your atmosphere. It's no toxic. And I hear your passion. I'm going to wear their passion. But I got no option. And I can't be stopped. I'm going to keep on walking. And my power and my purpose. And that bank might so worth it. And my day's on and it's working. I'm one of one and I'm certain that I won the battle. Because we did. I'm still complete. I'm beating. No limit. Nothing is me and Corbin in the pocket. Got the plug and the socket.
They told you that you couldn't do it because you washed up. Ain't like them bad girls that you should get your scars up. But I got this plan that you might not understand. I'm a fool if I can. And I won't be the boss of it. Just watch me do this, put no limits on this swag on it. Walk right up to the front where I belong and brag on it. Go to the top, I'ma give it all I got. Might take a lot, but we ain't gonna ever stop.
So much like him, if he fall, you fall. If you're in that word, and that word will never fall, yeah. No, that ain't happening. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio, who should be so kind to get us going with the word of prayer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God, thank you, Lord, thank you, Pastor, for that song, amen, amen. And the scripture I like to read is coming from Psalms 103, beginning with the first verse, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, thy iniquities, who healeth all thine diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. Amen, amen, praise God. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for all of your many blessings that you have given unto us. We thanking you, Father God, for this day, Father God. We thanking you, Father God, for the word at noon that we can come together and learn more of the marvelous gifts you have for us, Father God. We ask that you will bless our pastor as he teaches this word. Bless those who have called in and those who are listening by internet and those who will participate, Father God. We just thanking you, Father God, for you are worthy to be praised, Father God. So we ask that you will bless each and every one who asks us to keep them lifted up in prayer. You know what they're going through. You know what they're experiencing. You know how they're feeling, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you would touch them and guide them and give them a peace of mind and direct their steps, Father God. And may they hear from you, Father God, that they will be in the right standing with you, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will bless those who are sick and shut in, Father God, for your word says, by your stripes we are healed, Father God. So help us to have faith in the word of God, which is our substance, that we are able to stand on that word no matter what it feels like or looks like or, you know, what we're dealing with. But we know that we can trust you, Father God, for the word tells us to trust in you with all of our heart. So, Lord, help us to do so, Father God. And, Lord, we ask that you will continue to be with Evangelist Renee as she continues in her therapy, as she gets stronger, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And continue, Lord, to keep her and encourage her heart to continue to trust in you, and that her faith will continue to grow and light up each and everyone that comes around her, Father God. Lord, we ask that you bless all of our listeners, Father God, because we know that each one go through different things at different times, but we know you're a way maker out of no way. Because the word lets us know there is nothing impossible for you. Be with the bereaved families, Father God. Just give them a peace of mind. Comfort their hearts as well, Father God. And Lord, bless our pastor as he comes to us and as he teaches this word, Father God. And use him, Holy Ghost. And then help us to receive the word, Father God, so that we can share it with others, Lord. And we give you praise and we thank you for all things. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. I truly appreciate that heartfelt prayer. For sure. For sure, for sure, for sure. Hallelujah. Well, brothers and sisters, I'm so excited, man. I'm excited about this word. I'm excited about the things God have dropped in my spirit. I don't know how much of it we're going to cover today, but I did want to say as we get closer to Christmas, we don't want to forget the reason for the season. They've commercialized Christmas, so people just about took Christ out of Christmas. What it was all about. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Without Christ, you have no You have no Christmas. I understand that. I get what they did to the word and to the name and to the meaning. But listen, brother and sister, somebody got to put that back up in there. So hopefully before this week is out, we'll talk about that a little bit. Because, I know who Christ is, just like you know. He is the Lamb. And we want to talk about that a little bit. Remember John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who come to take away the sins of the world." Well, that's what Christmas is about. And people about to get off focus, commercialize this show, and people just, it's all about, they're missing the point of as far as teaching it is concerned. They're teaching everything but that. So we're going to have to get into that. But meanwhile, and in between while, we're still talking about getting eternally ready. And we have to stop limiting God in us. We have to, brothers and sisters. We have to stop it. The Lord showed me that over in 2 Corinthians 2, actually 9 and 8, that'd be one of our foundational scripture, because we continue to limit God in us. We want to talk on that. What we dare ask God. We want to talk about that. We want to talk about what we dare confess about ourselves. I mean, when I think about how we have limited ourselves. Have you ever, and I'm going to ask all y'all this, and maybe before the week's over, I'm going to ask y'all to give me an answer. Have you ever had some ability? You discover that, man, I can do that. I can, and you limit it. You wouldn't do it for whatever reason, fear, you didn't think about it, you were doing something else. But then you woke up and said, well, wait a minute. I can cook that, I can do that, and you realize you have that ability in you, and it came to fruition. That's what we're going to talk about. What we dare confess about ourselves. And I probably get a lot into that because remember, you're not a natural person. Boy, if you could just get your head to tell your body, if you can get your spirit to tell your head so your head to tell your body, if you somehow, some way, can convince yourself that the word of God is bigger than what you think, how you lived, then all of this stuff is going to make sense to you. You're going to stop limiting God in you. Because, see, I'm guilty of this. I'll tell y'all right now, I'm guilty of this. Because what Jesus did, we can do. But it requires us to live in the word.
Yeah. Amen.
And it ain't really us. It's God inside of us. Remember, we talked about that scripture last week. It's God inside of us doing that work. What we have to do is come to the realization of it. Remember when the Spirit spoke to Paul in Philippians 2:13, for it is God which worketh in you both, to will and to do his good pleasure. It's God in us. We're going to talk about that. We even talk about 1 John 4 and 4. Man, that's got to become a reality. You got to know what's in you. And until you realize the power
that's in you.
Oh,
it's pointless.
Oh,
it's like you got all that stuff in you and you ain't using it. And when I say you, I'm talking about us. I'm not just trying to point out one person. But I want you to I want you to understand what I'm saying. And if it sounds like I'm talking directly to you and you and you and you, it is. Because that's how the word has to hit us. Got to know what God expects out of us. Okay. Remember Jesus said, "For I do always those things that are pleasing to God." Don't you want that to be your testimony? That you always do what pleases God. Forget about, you know, it's what I'm going to do to please God. So today, just today, you know, because a couple of weeks ago we were talking about God reproducing himself in us. Brothers and sisters, that's real, man. Now we have a job to do. We're to accept it and agree with it. And the more we start agreeing with it, the more this word going to come to fruition. The more we're going to begin to see how God wants us to walk. And he won't let me go no further because you're not going any further. When you began to grow further, then I can go further. And I know God is moving. But I see him, man. I see him how he's moving in different people's lives, even these that are on the broadcast, people I deal with that's not on the broadcast. I see it, man. I see how God is changing lives, how people are being conformed to this image, man. It's awesome. When I tell you it's awesome, it's awesome. But for right now, we're just going to go over some scriptures and what did God say? I mean, I got a whole lot of subjects and titles and all of that. I just want to make sure we get this word in us. So over in, 2 Corinthians 9 and 8, it says, "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work."
Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, on the blessing in astonishing ways, so that you're ready for anything and everything, more than just ready to do what needs to be done. Amen.
Well, for a moment, the Bible says, "And God is." Boy, that's enough right there to preach. And God is.
Mm-hmm.
God is. For what you need, God is. He also fits. And then the Bible says he is able. That's a big word right there, brothers and sisters. He's able. You're not dealing with a disabled God. You're dealing with an overqualified God. You're dealing with a God that's able to take a spit and put it on some dirt and make an eye sad and put it on a man's eyes and tell him to go to the pool of Bethesda and wash. And the man said, "I was blind, but now I see." He's able. He's able to speak to the wind and it obey him. He's able to call out angels. He's able to walk through the grave and call a man by his first name individually. All them dead folks in there, millions and millions of dead folks in the grave. And he walked up and called Lazarus, "Come forth." He's able to speak into nothing and something comes. He's able. Trust me, he's able. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego will tell you he's able. He's an able God.
Hallelujah.
The God that we serve is able. Whatever you need, he's able. The scripture says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency. Man, I know what that word sufficiency means. That means to meet one's need. So whatever your need is, as far as becoming like Christ, having your eternal life, God says, I can meet it. He can meet our needs. He's all sufficiency. Hallelujah. This word going to hit somebody in a moment. When you realize what's in you and what's going on with you and your head get that message, but you may start shouting. He says,
hallelujah.
And God is. And I like that word, he is. Not going to be, that's right now. He is a right now word. He's able to make all grace, that grace, that's that unmerited favor. Whatever you need, God's grace will take care of it. He says, abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency. That means you got everything you need right here in the Word of God. You're qualified. And you have the quality. Matter of fact, it's the state of meaning one's need is being met.
Amen.
You have God's ability living in you. How I know that? How sure we have been, I mean, just start to think about how slow, let me take my time because I'm rushing. How slow we have been to realize that it is God's ability in us, not us, but God's ability that can make grace abound in and through us, and that we were being so perfectly supplied by him. Look at it like this. Every time you need, he's right there with for you. He's supplying your needs. He's meeting your every need. We're having all sufficiency in everything. Not something, in everything. He is our sufficiency. He is our ability. He is the strength of our lives.
Hallelujah.
How long have we ignored this? How long have we reasoned with this? I'll just be honest with y'all. I can't continue to ignore this. I can't continue to drop the ball with this. When God is telling me it's about our recreated spirit now. The Bible says, and if you read that 10th and 11th verse, now be that minister seed to so, minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruit of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which calls through us thanksgiving to God. There had been little teaching, really, about God have given you righteousness, and you haven't taken advantage of it. It's like that don't belong to us. Yes, it does. You're part of a new creation. It's your righteousness. God have decreed it and declared it. I ask myself again and again, what does this really mean? The same kind of fruit. Look at it like this. You know, when the Bible says, he says, I'm the vine, ye are the branches. Now, you know, listen, brothers and sisters, I'm the first one. A lot of stuff I don't get right away. But I got sense enough to know that whatever is in the branch, it's in that vine, too. See, it just has to be a reality to us. We just haven't been taught that it's okay to claim that. Because, see, Satan had just clouded our head all these years, having us to think I said something yesterday, and the Lord told me, he said, you may want to say that again. See, Satan knows that he has but a short time. I showed you that in the scripture. He knows. He knows some things. And he believes. Even if you don't believe, he believes. Even if you don't know, he knows. And you say, well, what is the benefit? Don't let Satan not know you. He know what you are. He know you're the very righteousness of God. He know it has been declared. He know that Jesus really died for us. He know that. He know that Jesus took care of the sin problem. He know it. We don't know. He knows it. The Bible says he knows this. So let me say this. You see, righteousness means the ability to stand in the Father's presence without any sense of guilt, without that condemnation or being inferior. It means the ability to stand in the presence of Satan and his workers. Really, when you think about it, that should be in every church building. People standing up declaring and decreeing that they're the righteousness of God. Reality is that Satan is inferior to us. We're not inferior to him. It means that you become superior to Satan, and he knows that. He knows that we are superior to him. You have a superiority complex rather than an inferior complex. You have come to reckon on the ability, and you come to a place that you rely on God's ability and not your own ability. That's what Satan don't want you to see. He don't want you to see that you're actually living on God's stuff. I come to a place where I just reckon that it's true. I know that it's true. I assume that the word of God is true. And when I take it like that, especially Ephesians 1, 19 through 20, you got to read that. See, I want the scripture to become familiar to you that it will be a conscious source of comfort and strength. That's what I want. I want the scripture to be that confidence for you to say, well, God's word said it. I'm standing on it. I'm believing it. I'm not going to challenge it. It's not a matter of discussion.
Hallelujah.
We're not going to discuss it. This is nothing that I want to. If God's word said it, then if he says his grace is sufficient, I accept it.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing I'm going to even challenge. It ain't nothing I'm going to even. No, because he said it. And then he said this. And what is the exceeding and greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, which he raised him from the dead. Do you realize all the benefits we got when Christ got risen from the dead? Well, you could read the other translation, too. But let me tell you this. When you understand this, you can be masters of your own life, your own, because you have God's ability living in you. You have replaced your ability, and you realize you're standing on God's ability. Because we have him working in us. God raised Jesus from the dead. What he can do with our spirit is nothing. He can recreate that spirit. See, this is the spirit that has all the ability of God living in you. Yes, I said it. Go tell somebody that preacher said that God lives in me. Well, then you can go tell them what John 4:4 says. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Who in you? Who in you? What's in you? You are a partaker.
Hallelujah.
But amen. Just like God did all things subject to him, when you're in Christ, whatever's in him is in you. Mm-hmm. Let me give you one more scripture before I leave. Take Ephesians 3:20, for instance. Now unto him that is able, he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. How much of it you let work in you? How much?
Amen.
In my notes I've written, become God inside mine, knowing that all wise, the all living, the God himself is in us. And we're all, the all wise one is in me now, in you right now. I know your mind can't wrap around that. I get it. I understand it. But it's true, brother and sister, because the word of God is true. That the God of all ability is in me right now. Now, I know if you jump in the flesh with that, that's all you're going to see. Because that God of all love is in me right now. So I can love like God loves.
Amen.
That new commandment has nothing to do with the flesh. It has to do with the spirit. And this new commandment is that we can love like God loves. Now, we can have that God kind of love. I don't care what pretty name you give it, what Greek name you give it, what Hebrew name you give it. The Bible says that we can love like God loves. We can have that same kind of love. And, you know, in that kind of love, there's certain things you can just ignore. Don't care what folks say about you. Ignore it. Don't care what people think about you. Ignore it. Because you know who you are. And you know whose you are. See? And you are, I got to say it like this. You are limiting God's ability in you. Stop. Start confessing what the word of God says. Like in 1 John 3:2, he said, beloved, now are we the sons of God. Think about that. That you can stand up and tell the world, man, we're the sons of God now. We're his handmade, spiritual made new creatures. We're the sons of God.
Amen.
I dare you to start confessing that. I just watch what happens. And God forbid again when you realize you are born again, you overcome the world way of thinking. That's what the Bible says in 1 John 5:4. See, you gotta associate yourself with that. The Bible says whoever is born of God overcome the world. You overcome the way the world thinks. You got a new way of thinking. You overcome that negativity. You overcome the doubt and unbelief. That's not who you are. You believe all things. You hope all things. Someone says, well, you know what? I'm believing God for a car. I said, I believe him with you, guys. Go ahead on. I'm believing him with you. Because don't bother me. Above all things, God wants you to prosper, be in good health. I want the best for you because God wants the best for you. If you got sense enough, I'm going to talk to somebody right now. If you got sense enough to give good gifts to your children, why would you limit God to what he'll do for you? There's a house, right? Somebody believe in God for. There's a business right now that you believe in God for. That there's something right now that's going on in your life and you believe in God for. I want you to know this is any time right now. Go after it. Go at full force. Go at it. Declare and decree it. Because the God in you is bigger than the God in this world. So he can't hold it from you. God said it's your hour right now. It is your time. Go for it. You've been holding back. I said, I'm releasing you right now. I'm releasing your spirit right now. Go after it. I don't care what your mate say. I don't care what folks say. They may tell you, see, they don't have your dreams because they don't have your vision. God didn't talk to them, so they won't see it like you see it no way. That's another thing, too. I don't know who I'm talking to now. A lot of times we want to compare ourselves to what other folks think. Who cares what they think? They didn't talk to God when you talked to them. They mind wasn't open to the things of God like your mind is open to. God's in the mood right now. I see him getting ready to elevate somebody right now. You get ready to go to a new city.
Hallelujah.
The old things from the past, but you get ready to go to a whole new season, and you better tell everybody around you they can expect it. They better hook up, because you getting ready to go to a whole new level of thinking, living. Yeah, God's gonna open some doors for you, and you're gonna make some quality decisions. And it's going to tell somebody right now. You're going to have to make some hard decisions. But I tell you, if you want something different, you're going to have to do something different.
Yeah. Amen.
If you want different results, you're going to have to do something different. And God said he wants you to step out there. You get ready to go into an area you haven't been. And yes, it can be a little different. And yes, it can be kind of difficult, but remember 1 John 4:4. It is not only a scripture, but it is a living reality. You are of God, little children. You are little God. How about that? And have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. The God of abundant life is in you. The God of abundant life is in me. But you have to say it. I can't say it for you. You got to start confessing that. I dare you to confess.
Amen.
I dare you to say the God in me is bigger than me. I'm going to say that one more time. Somebody didn't catch that yet. The God in me is bigger than me. Because he makes you an overcomer.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sometimes you got to tell yourself that. You know, I was looking at these ball players. You know, you got to huddle up with God sometimes. You, God, and the Holy Spirit, and Jesus, y'all got to get together, and you got to shout that thing out. Yes, I am great. Yes, I am marvelous. Yes, I'm everything the Word of God say I am. Satan, you got to back up, creep. See, I understand what Paul meant when he said, in 1 Corinthians 3:9, for we are labels together with God, yet are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. We God stuff, man.
Amen.
Actually, you want to know the truth, we are unstoppable. I know that it means not only to be a fellow worker, I know that it means to be God, you know, tilting the land. When I saw the margin in that scripture, my heart and my life are the soil. So we sow the seed of love, and they are growing now in me. That's what's in you. God's dream is in you. Whatever you dream it, God want to dream it for you. So I'm gonna leave it there, and tomorrow we're gonna get in there into that part about being divine ability has to be utilized. You have extra knowledge you haven't even tapped into yet. For our source ability, the creative ability in the recreated human spirit. Man, I'm going to tell you, that's some unused ability you got up in you. You got some unused ability. God spoke that to myself.
Okay.
I realized I had this card, and I thought I had used it all. You know, you ever get one of them cards, like a gift card or whatever, and you just use part of it? Man, I realized, I saw that thing, it had like I know it had $90 on it. I didn't know it had that much on it. The Spirit said, that's unusability. You can use that right now. Hallelujah.
Praise
Praise God. God said, y'all got me living up in you. You got that unusability. Let me stop right there. Because, see, I know the source. I know where it came from. But we're at that part right now where God have anything they want to share. Press one, and we'll hear from you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So I have a couple scriptures, Pastor, that you just quoted. That one is 1 John 4:4. Reading it from the Message Bible. It says, my dear children, you come from God and belong to God. You have already won a big victory over those false teachers. For the spirit in you is far stronger than anything in the world. Amen, amen. That these people belong to Christ, denying the world. So that's who we are. Amen. We are in Christ.
Evangelist Sharon.
Amen, amen. I just want to reiterate that nothing Pastor Beasy or Pastor Bell said is up for discussion or debate. It's the word of God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you.
Amen. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, you're going to read it straight out the word of God. Me, I'm going to take most, about 95% of it. I want you to hear right from the word. And that other 5% is to make sure we're all on the same page.
Amen. Amen.
So you see, you had another one, Pastor?
Oh, yeah. Ephesians 3:20, where you said we can love like God loves. Let me get back there, Ephesians. And reading it from the Message Bible, God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us, his spirit, deeply and gently within us. Amen.
Amen. You know, in Colossians, it said, I think it's the 12th verse, 12 or 13, it says, give thanks unto the Father, which have made us, M-E-E-T, to be partakers of an inheritance of the saints in light. Now, I might ask Pastor Schiff find that in the Messenger Bible or Amplified somewhere. It says, give thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of a divine inheritance of the saints in light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into his kingdom of his dear Son. That's where we're at. In whom we have redemption. We have redemption through his blood, forgiveness of sin. So why should you be trying to claim something that is not yours?
Amen.
Stop underperforming. Go ahead, Pastor. You find that in the I said I was gonna be done, but you know.
Okay, that was Colossians. Was that 2?
First chapter, 12th verse.
Okay. Reading it from the Message Bible. God gives strength that endures the in a durable and spills over into joy, thanking the Father who makes us strong enough to take part in everything bright and beautiful that He has for us. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord.
We're partakers.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're partakers. Mm-hmm. You know, we just enjoy Thanksgiving. If you went and they had that table all dressed up, and you got a piece of I don't know, some dressing, you got some cranberry sauce, you got some pie, and you got part of the star of the table, which is that turkey, and you ate a piece, mm-hmm. you became partakers of that because you took your part.
That's right.
So it is in the spirit world. We have to take our part, even though it's on the table. It's on the table, yes, I can see it there. I can see it in the Word of God. But until you take it, until you decree and declare that it's yours, God said, I'm giving you the same ability that I have. I'm making you so I can be one with you. That's where Eve was. Eve became a M-E-E-T. That was somebody who can work with Adam. They can do a lot of stuff together. They can have babies together. They can have a family together. They can just, man, they can make it together. And whatever he had, she had. Whatever she had, he had. She became bones of my bones, flesh of my flesh. The blood that's flowing through is flowing through, because she was a help meet. That's the same thing God is saying, that we're partakers. That's the inheritance of the saints. Let me tell you, if the Bible says Jesus, and it says this, and I can take you to it, when Jesus spake unto them, he said, I am the light of the world. Don't that sound like Matthew 5 when he said, you are the light of the world? Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The light of life.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, the same thing in Christ.
Amen.
In us.
Amen.
It hasn't passed our mind yet. We got to get it past our head. We got to get it past our feelings. We got to decree this thing and walk in it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Because y'all know me. I could sit up here. I could do this all day, all night.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. There were some people on here yesterday. Well, I don't force anybody to say anything, do anything, but if you want to say something, you're more than welcome. We want to hear from you. Enlighten us. Share something with us. We're edifying one another. We're trying to build each other up. We're trying to make each other stronger. We're trying to get ready for eternal life. Because we're on our way out here. Believe me, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
If you could only see what's going on in Israel and the gods are stripped right now, that's something going on in the spirit right now. I mean, God told me he finna tap everything in our path. Because we finna go past all of that now. The enemy have hid too long. See, the enemy is hiding behind the church, the organized church. And we're into our feelings. See, that's right. Oh, Israel shouldn't bomb Hamas. Well, see, people's in there, they feel it. Do you realize Hamas have built all of those things under the ground, shelters underground, and then they find rockets from under the ground, right out from under the hospital. And they figure, well, you know what? Israel ain't going to bomb the hospital because they love these people too much. Israel showed them, y'all either come out or we coming for you. Satan's kingdom got to be torn down. I don't care where he's hiding it. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But that's another story for another day. That's another message for another day. But meanwhile, anybody else have anything else they want to share before I get up out of here? Hallelujah. Well, I truly thank God for each and every one of you all.